Listen, Jesus is speaking. This is the way to heaven and to the peace of Easter, in which we join in glad awareness that the Son of God is risen from the past and has awakened to the present. Now, is he free, unlimited in his communion with all that is within him? Now, are the lilies of his innocence untouched by guilt and perfectly protected from the cold chill of fear and withering blight of sin alike? Your gift has saved him from the thorns and nails, and his strong arm is free to guide you safely through them and beyond. Walk with him now, rejoicing, for the Savior from illusion has come to greet you and lead you home with him. Here is your Savior and your friend, released from crucifixion through your vision, and free to lead you now where he would be. He will not leave you, nor forsake the Savior in his pain, and gladly will you walk the way of innocence together, singing as you behold the open door of heaven and recognize the home that called to you. Give joyously to one another the freedom and the strength to lead you there, and come before each other's holy altar, where the strength and freedom wait to offer and receive the bright awareness that leads you home. The lamp is lit in both of you for one another, and by the hands that gave it to your brothers shall both of you be led past fear to love. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before God that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Listen, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And it's an extremely joyous occasion for me to share with you the privilege of reading the testament of my Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, in regard to the testimony that was present with us in the idea of the celebration of this as an Easter occurrence. I'm very, really very expressing my happiness to see you. We're involved in an idea of the admission of what has occurred in this continuum of time. Probably best defined in our association with each other as a form of crucifixion. It's the idea that it's possible in the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, the progress that we're going to make in the Holy Bible, is the idea that there is a gospel, gospel meaning true light, gospel meaning the good news that has come about in regard to your determination to foster relationships of yourself in the crucifying idea that the action of the body in your association with other formulations of yourself can represent your determination to reject in its most fundamental sense the idea of the gospel of my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I note with interest the problems that you as conceptual humans, and this is all now directly from Jesus, with the problem of seeking to justify within your relationships of a correspondence of a strip of a story in the determination that there is a factor within your own space-time continuum that would allow you to see a complete alternative within your own mind based very simply on the New Testament. And the problem that you have with it, and I noted with interest that we have been presented and are now going to view a movie that in a very beautiful sense, an action of the movie, demonstrates the incredible occurrence of the crucifixion of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in the procedures of the gospel, and I'm going to be with you here just for a little bit if you let me teach you, they call me the master teacher. In my entirety of my association, you might term me a minister. Certainly Jesus calls me a minister in the idea that I minister my association of the gospel of Jesus Christ in my certainty that by teaching I accept the fundamental idea of my necessity for the action of my mind in regard to what I want to see based on his gospel to me. And I note with interest in the descriptions I've seen in the last 40 days about the crucifixion, there was virtually no evidence, perhaps unless in the particulars, of the basic admission. If there was a crucifixion, there must have been, say to me, a resurrection. So I am going to reach a finality to the idea through the gospel, say to me, training, through the gospel training of the idea that we just participated in Sermon on the Mount, that if I wish to enter the kingdom of heaven as directed by God, I am going to have to address the issues of what he says in regard to the solution that is offered you within your own mind, in my certainty that through elements of loving each other in this correspondence, our solution will lie. It's always amazing to me to see the methods of the application of the description of what Jesus says in the New Testament. But it's very obvious, if you'll look at it with me, that the particulars of the consciousness-mind association which represents your belief about what you are within your body form, are ideas you have concerning occupation of space-time in this earthly continuum of what Jesus just directed us to in the New Testament, where he said, you are the light of the world. He says the particulars in which you identify yourself will allow you to see the kingdom of God. You're going to hear this with me from Jesus, is not out in the world. He makes a very personal, direct appearance within the continuum of the aggregation of the form of what appears to be your separation from God, and commands you very simply, through the experience of the practice of Sermon on the Mount, that you can reach a new idea and conclusion about what you are in your own body formulation, so that you may undergo continuing joyous ideas about the particulars that represent the power of your mind to decide the result through his direction that you want to hear in the procedure. You look with me just for a moment, and let me spend just about 6 minutes with you now in the particulars of the evidence that we have viewed together, the terrible crucifixion that went on in this proceedings of time, and that we have looked through our dim perspective of eyes about what we want to see, and seen evidence of the impossibility of the solution contained within our own formulation. Shall we share why? As Jesus directs us, the solution is not contained within our fleshy association of body. There is no matter, using the power of the light of his mind, that he will not direct us to a new reflection of light that will allow us to see in the healing devices employed by Jesus in the idea of a resurrecting procedure, this is gospel now, that he is here actively with us presently performing miracles of our reassociation with ourself in the formulation of what we want to see in regard to this light, fracturing of light that has denied us as physical bodies references to the continuing agency of light reflection that predispose us to believe that our brother, I'm going to teach the New Testament now, I'm going to teach Sermon on the Mount for a minute, and I can give you the direction which heretofore you have refused to accept in a very, very fundamental idea that the salvation of this world will depend on the forgiveness of the action of attack and defense that you employ in order to maintain a body identity. Now, it's one thing for me to read to you the necessity of your impossibility to enter into the kingdom of God, again from Jesus, without the forgiveness of the motivation of the particulars by which you retain the grievances of self-identity in pain and loneliness and death that justify your idea about yourself. Now, but just as certainly, the action of the mind by which you direct your attention to the conflict that you feel, let's use the word sin, in the conflict of the illusion of the nature of other than wholeness by which you retain, as Jesus defines it, sin, which in the Aramaic is kata, as long as we're talking Aramaic, and the movie that you saw is in Aramaic. Kata is an archery term within the procedure of the action of your mind that's an indication that you're just off the mark. It's a basic idea that the reflection of light, bisha, is the idea that you can't see, or the idea that our correspondences of our mind don't allow us to see the light. And in that sense, we share together a fundamental justification for our own self-identity in what we want to see. Now, you listening with me, crucifiers? The resurrection of Jesus has occurred. I just felt somebody give a joyous amen. Did you give a joyous amen to that? That the resurrection of Jesus has occurred. The demonstration of the correspondence of the pain and the death and all the factoring that went on in it cannot not be an indication that somewhere within your own mind you're searching for a solution. And having found that solution, it will involve the certainty of the necessity for you to forgive the action in which you find yourself apparently trapped in a space-time identity where the reflection, as he advises you in Sermon on the Mount, are not giving you a true picture of what you actually are in that correspondence. The application of Sermon on the Mount, and we can continue to read some if you'd like to. There's a great deal of enjoyment in me in reading you the Gospel. But if you're so persistent in arguing about the ideas of what the separate body formulations are in regard to the sin and chaos associated with your separate ideas about solutions that cannot be found in this world, as you have been directed by Jesus, very simply because he tells you that your kingdom is not of this world. And this will be the next reading that occurs within the scripture. And just as certainly, his direction that your kingdom is not of this world affords you at least a fundamental admission that there must be something other than this. Now, what did we run into in the direction of the new book that we have prepared for you in our relationship with our Course in Miracles, which is obviously the authorship of Jesus, who in his miracle of reassociation of his mind offers you a particular evidence of activity of a healing process where you come to know who you are within that proceeding. There's a simplification of it that occurred, and this will be chapter 20 of the text of A Course in Miracles in Jesus. We're enjoying and we are participating in the idea that on Easter Sunday, on Palm Sunday, Jesus, and in the performance of Easter Sunday, underwent crucifixion and resurrection. Yet the particulars of the manner in which it comes about in the description, and I'll get into just a little teaching here with you, in chapter 20 of the Course, are what Jesus teaches fundamentally in the impossibility of sin. So when it occurs to him that he is going to come and undergo his own experience, his direction will always be to increase the frequency of the recognition of your brother who appears to be outside of you in the particulars of Sermon on the Mount with the imperative necessity that you recognize in its most fundamental basic teaching that I am offering you now as an awakened idea that the problem and solution, once more, in the Bible of Jesus, is not out in the world, but only contained within my own mind or the reference I have concerning myself, and the direct progress that I undergo in my determination that the problem cannot be solved through conflict and grievances and pain and death that I hold with my brother or images that appear to be out there, the more I can determine within my own factoring of mine that the problem itself in which I'm addressing and looking for the solution cannot solve the problem. And the crucifixion and the resurrection that occurs, there is no evidence that anyone within the Jesus teaching would not make a fundamental admission that the salvation of the world depends on him releasing his willful and life idea about himself and letting God solve the problem. Turning your will and your life over to the care of God. What a beautiful demonstration that all of those who practice together the idea of Jesus are immediately caught up in a factor of sin where there is an indication of the possibility that the problem can be solved within your own arrangement of yourself. And this leads you directly to a conclusion of an association of body form that cannot not result in your own termination. Once more, I'm making connection as master teacher to Mel Gibson, who in a performance of his determination to justify a new manner in which he's going to view himself in the scripture of Jesus, would recognize immediately, and this would certainly pertain to anyone who would want to look at it in the gospel of the truth, that the entire necessity for forgiveness, the release of the defenses of yourself, the laying down of the bondage of your determination to justify your own association, allow you in very particular senses to understand that in the gospel, Jesus of Nazareth is presently about to make a direct reappearance of his mind concerning what he wants you to see about a new factoring within your own mind that can lead you to a conclusion of a new vision. What did we used to teach? Looking through a mirror darkly, where the light contained within you can become singular in self-recognition through the practice that Jesus is here now occupied with us, initially in the discover of our relationship with our brother, and in that instant, a recognition that the wholeness that he is representing to us, without regard to any theological factor of mind identity, is nothing but the power of you contained within your own mind to decide what you want to see. So the continuation of the celebration of what we used to call the Passover, in which you have now entered into the idea of a gospel of association, where you will locate yourself in what we term Jerusalem, or the idea of a wholeness that is possible for you that must occur at the time of crucifixion so that we can share together this resurrection. I'll leave you just for a moment here with a practice of the idea in chapter 20 of our Course of Miracles, that not only has he been crucified in the reference of how you see him, but in the recognition of your own crucifixion and your subsequent resurrection, which is now occurring. Very simply because God goes with us wherever we go in this practice, because God is the mind with which we're thinking. So we'll say together, God bless us, each and every one, right here and now. Stay with me. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forsake thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white nor black. But let your communications be yea and nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him also the other. And if any man shall sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Listen, you have heard, and it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brother only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do? You listen, be you therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And you have a serious problem with me in the entirety of the gospel of the teaching. Shall we share together? There is no possibility that you can enter into the kingdom of God. I'm talking about the power of the conversion of your light without a fundamental admission of the necessity for you to accept that all of the containments of the power of mind are in you. In my illumination, that occurred, as many of us just shared, in the devastation of my own crucifixion, I discovered the solution by the simple evidence that in Gethsemane, and this is what the movie so beautifully told us, didn't it? Where God, Jesus asked, God, help me to say this. I can't manage my ideas of myself. I need help. I'm going to make a decision that through the will of God and my willingness to be active in the participation of forgiveness, that the answer will be evident to me. What a joyous idea. That in our Course in Miracles for Jesus, we are told that we may practice in particulars the idea how simple the adjustment actually is in the notation that at our Easter moment, the crucifixion, which was directly next to our idea of dim light or dark formulation of ourself, in which we either condemned our brother to be crucified, which was the case of Jesus, and refused to recognize, as was pointed out in the movie, that you are participating in the crucifixion of our Savior Jesus Christ right here and now by your identity of him in a particular notation of sin, once more kata, or the idea that you are off the mark in the visionary association of how you identify your body form. Now, the joyous particulars that you're sharing with me as a human being in the discovery that we may, through forgiveness, begin to recognize each other in the happiness of the gospel teaching, are nothing but our initial determination to accept responsibility for a break in communication. This is now from the New Testament, that occurred when Jesus began to undergo his own experience in the baptism of the idea of the conversion of his energy of within the spirit of what his fleshiness was. He had an experience of transfiguration of his body, which is basically what we're offering each other right now. So that many of us who have been able to look at the idea of Jesus have been able to say together, look, I see your suffering, let me help you. And you've done what you could until you reached a particular point within your own mind where you saw that the direction that was Jesus was giving you was in regard to your own personal association with yourself. This is the basic teaching of Christianity. I am responsible for what I see. I am choosing the result I want in my own mind. And everything that's happening to me is being justified by the visionary associations of the drama of the particulars of the story that we tell ourselves within this containment. So this is going to be Easter Sunday, isn't it? This is going to be a memory of the crucifixion, along with the certainty that in the mind practice of the text of our Course in Miracles from Jesus, we can reasonably assume a very fundamental idea that God is not only the mind with which we think, but is representing to us in his entirety the certainty that we are also participating in acts, first of the idea that we were separate within space-time, and then in the idea that through his teaching, we undergo a resurrection of our life formulation. Thank you. That was the occurrence of the illumination of your mind. So we're reading together, aren't we, about Easter Sunday. Let's listen real quickly to how it's expressed in the idea of the adjustment of sin or separation within the procedures of your own light. Listen. From Jesus, the belief in sin is an adjustment. And an adjustment is a change, a shift in perception, or a belief that what was so before has been made different. Look with me. Every adjustment is therefore a distortion and calls upon defenses to uphold it against reality. Knowledge requires no adjustments and, in fact, is lost if any shift or change is undertaken, for this reduces it at once to mere perception, a way of looking in which certainty is lost and doubt has entered. To this impaired condition are adjustments necessary simply because it's not true. Who need adjust to truth which calls on only what he is to understand? Listen with me. Adjustments of any kind are the human condition of your ego. For it is the ego's fixed belief that all relationships depend upon adjustments to make of them what it would have them be. Direct relationships in which there are no interferences are always seen as dangerous. The ego is the self-appointed mediator of all relationships, making whatever adjustments it deems necessary and interposing them between those who would meet to keep them separate and prevent their union. It is this studied interference that makes it difficult for you to recognize your holy relationship for actually what it is. Look with me. This is what I just read you in the New Testament from Sermon on the Mount when I said, don't either say yea nor nay. This was the whole idea of the reading. Simply let the power of God infuse you through Jesus that whatever you choose within your own direction, now we're teaching directly from Matthew in Sermon on the Mount, will not be true. You are already empowered with all the decisions that would be necessary for you to be who you are. But notice how Jesus says this takes some practice, doesn't it? He might even say, go into you, withdraw down into your own heart and mind. Begin to pray for the solution that can be evident to you in the practice of his course in miracles by simply not deciding. By simply letting the adjustment to you in your own concept of yourself occur very simply because the Holy Spirit, which is the power of the magnitude of light, is all around you except for the moment in which you were cutted off the mark, misadjusted within your own mind. Excuse me, I'm representing a teacher of teachers. I love to teach the New Testament. Obviously, that's what I'm teaching. A testimony about a scripture of an idea of the possibility for any mind to recognize itself as the totality of the responsibility for the saviorship of the world. Okay? Very simply because in his misadjustment, he has caused all of the objective conflict that he sees out in the world. Listen just to a little more about our celebration of Easter. The holy do not interfere with truth. They are not afraid of it, for it is within the truth that they recognize their own holiness and rejoice at what they see. They look on it directly without attempting to adjust themselves to it or it to them. And so they see that it was in them, not deciding first where they would have it be. They're looking merely as a question, and it is what they see that answers them. The question in Sermon on the Mount, is it true that all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, and through my dependence on Jesus, I can recognize that I am entirely in association with God? The answer simply is yes. And it's true now because it's always been true. And that all of your ideas about being separate in space-time, trapped in this body, were nothing but a moment of sin, a simple idea that there was a break in communication. As described so beautifully in Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus simply says, the reflection you're getting of the body formulation is your brother, who in effect is you, since ideas about your brother are contained only within your own mind, being ideas about how you feel about yourself. See how easy forgiveness will begin to be for you now? The recognition that you're the cause of the necessity for this. Listen. And so they see that it was in them, not deciding first where they would have it be. They're looking merely as a question, and it is what they see that answers them. Look, you make the world and then adjust to it, and it to you. Nor is there any difference between yourself and it in your perception, which make them very simple. Listen with me. A simple question yet remains and needs an answer. Do you like what you have made? A world of murder and attack through which you thread your timid way through constant dangers, alone and frightened, hoping at most that death will wait a little longer before it overtakes you and you disappear, listening to me, you make it up. It is a picture of what you think you are, of how you see yourself. A murderer is frightened, and those who kill fear death. All these are but the fearful thoughts of those who would adjust themselves to a world made fearful by their adjustments. And they look out in the sorrow from which is sad within and see the sadness that is there. Just one more observation. Have you not wondered what the world is really like? How it would look through happy eyes? The world you see is but a judgment on yourself. Look with me, it's not there at all. Yet judgment lays a sentence on it, justifies it, and makes it real. Such is the world you see. What? A judgment on yourself and made by you. This sickly picture of yourself is carefully preserved by the ego whose image it is and which it loves and placed outside you in the world. And so to this world must you adjust as long as you believe this picture is outside and has you at its mercy. This world is merciless. And were it outside you, you should indeed be fearful. Yet it was you who made it merciless. And now, if mercilessness seems to look back at you, it can be corrected by you. And it can be corrected very simply by your acknowledgement that the new power of you contained within your own mind in the references that Jesus offers us in the particulars of our mind in regard to the idea of teaching the scripture of the gospel will let you probably for the first time understand what is meant in the gospel in a demonstration that by the admission of the possibility of a whole alternative, which would be inevitable in a reasoning process, you can arrive at a simple conclusion that the entire power of love and understanding is within your own mind. But notice how emphatically you need to deny it, believing that somewhere outside of yourself, judgment can be made. One of the most fearful ideas that you have contained within your own self in this regard. You're going to hear this with me. This is all now from Jesus and my illumination. That God, the power of the universe, is judging you. It's not true. The judgment in which you find particulars within your own mind, reference, are contained within your own mind. Listen to how Jesus says about this. This is all now from the idea of the resurrection. This is the gospel. Look. This is right after Jesus has healed somebody, isn't it, in John? Jesus sees him in the temple and he says, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest worse things come unto you." And the man departs and told the Jews it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he'd done these things on the Sabbath. And Jesus answers very simply, "My Father worketh before, and now I am going to work now." And they try to then all the more to kill him, for he has made himself equal with God. And now you listen, here's what he says in your gospel. "Verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he does, those also does the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works and marvels than these," that you can understand the totality of the power of your mind. "For For as the Father raises up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. Are you listening? For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Wow. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. And he that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father who has sent him. You listen one more sentence here. Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Listen, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath given life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Now, if that sounds like gospel, it is. It is also contained within the power of your mind to measure a new factoring of the light episode that you can enjoy with many, many Christian teachers now, who in their own particulars of their mind are discovering to the practice of Sermon on the Mount, to the practice of the conversion of their mind, that they can enjoy the fruits of the harvesting of the change of their mind about what they want to see. So we shared together the idea that there was going to be an Easter Sunday morning at which a terrible crucifixion would occur that justified the idea of all the pain that was there, followed by a joyous realization that he was risen and has now returned with you to offer to you his certainty of the immediacy of his presence. You're going to have to see with me in this gospel of truth that Jesus is now standing with you in the evidence of your admission of the power of light that demonstrates to you the certainty that the brother who, once more, Sermon on the Mount, who appears to be out there, including the enemies to which you are occupied in the defense and the attack upon yourself, require an admission that the power of forgiveness through acceptance of the responsibility for you is only contained within your own mind. Jesus is with us now. I love the expression that we're teaching that he has returned. We call this the second coming. He's come back into this frame in time to show us in this moment of demonstration of the crucifixion, you hear me, that the resurrection has occurred. And if the resurrection has occurred, your individual responsible as a gospel teacher, if you intend to teach it, would be first of all to admit you are responsible for what you're seeing, being in sin and off the mark, and ask for help returning to the joy that you're beginning to feel with us now in this first 57 minutes of the idea of the possibility that the crucifixion of Jesus resulted in his resurrection. And we're sharing what? Joyous resurrection that occurred in this joyful moment of Easter Sunday morning, where together we are entering into a new frame of light that shows us that God has always gone with us wherever we have gone, and that the presence of Jesus in his resurrection is now with us. so that we may say together, very simply, God bless us, each and every one, and the joy we're expressing is being shared by our Savior. I'll be with you in just a moment.